Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, everyone. This is Rainbow Serpent, a.k.a. Jamie Lynn with HealthyLife.net, and today is a very, very spectacular day. Pay attention now. It's the Yellow Magnetic Warrior starting the Warrior Wave Spell, which is one of the 13 moons in the Law of Time, lawoftime.org. And whatever that means to you, if you're not driving, I'd love you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and just feel the Yellow Magnetic Warrior. I unify in order to question, attracting fearlessness. I seal the output of intelligence with a magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power doubled. And I just set the intention. I just activated your energy for the next 13 days. So what I'd love you to do is get pen and paper, because I know that my wonderful guest today, Rhythmic Dragon, Jacob Wyatt, the Director of Communication from the Law of Time, is going to share priceless gems on how you can learn to live more synchronistically. How do you say that? Synchronistically, there you go, and more telepathically. And what I believe, and what those who practice galactic time and galactic thinking can truly create heaven on earth in perfect time and space. Dear Rhythmic Dragon, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Rainbow Serpent. I'm just pleased to be here with you now.
Well, I'm so thrilled, and Jacob Wyatt, Rhythmic Dragon, that is his Mayan astrology, for lack of better purposes. Jacob's going to be talking about your specific galactic signature in a second, and he is the director, like I said, of communications, who is probably, in my heart and my mind, one of the most knowledgeable people teaching and following the work of Jose Aguelas, who I had the good fortune of meeting over 35 years ago, and he still, even in spirit, connects and has been speaking the truth to me for that long. So, dear Rhythmic Dragon, why should I be so excited that it's a magnetic yellow warrior and the warrior wave cell? And why is this moon stuff so important? And what the heck am I talking about?
Those are all really, really good questions. Where should I start? Well, I guess the reason you should be excited is that there is a whole new type of energy that's streaming to our planet right now through our local star, the sun, as the lens, and of course the galaxy, the center of the galaxy is the source of this energy, and this whole new energy we call a new galactic beam, and the energy it provides is energy that can universalize synchronicity if we are so willing to participate in that. And the exciting thing about that is that when you moment to moment are just surrendering to synchronicity, a lot of magic can happen. And the 13 moon calendar is a tool that anyone can use day to day to tune in or focus their consciousness into this new energy so that they can play with it each day.
Well, you mentioned something about the new galactic beam, but new is really old and something that's always been, hasn't it?
Yes and no. And the reason we call it a new galactic beam is that according to the law of time, there was a galactic beam which phased out on the infamous December 21st, 2012 date, and that was the end of a particular beam, which was an acceleration and synchronization beam, bringing us very rapidly, if you look at the course of history, to our current state, where we are human beings everywhere on the surface of the Earth. And so that beam basically fulfilled its purposes, and the, quote, new beam that's now coming is now that we are a planetary phenomenon, and we have a type of pseudo-telepathy with our internet and just advanced communications that we have now. These are all precursors to realizing full planetary consciousness, and the new galactic beam is what will actually allow us to do that. It's like if the internet was practice for actual telepathy.
Oh, that's an interesting concept. We can come back to that later. I just want to refer back to a few of my previous shows, because we've had a lot of what I like to call contemporary evolutionary thinkers. Barbara Mark Hubbard's been on the show, and all these other people are talking about this universal consciousness that's happening now with the Truth of Mind prophecy, which ended on December 21st, 2012. Barbara Mark Hubbard was talking about it and how we can create new consciousness in the way our thoughts and how human beings can evolve by tapping into our consciousness as compared to allowing, using our mind and our consciousness as compared to, like Darwin would talk about, selective, what's that called? Where if something didn't work in
natural
your body,
selection,
it was just
right.
Natural selection. Thank you. I was looking for that. And all these other contemporary evolutionaries are talking about this, including Neil Donald Walsh from the humanities team, about the study Greg Braden's doing. And so when we're talking about the timing is right, your Rhythmic Dragon are really talking about practical tools, about looking at the calendar every day and really seeing the certain energies that you can tap into. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, absolutely correctly. And
okay.
And just like how Barbara Mark Hubbard, her movement of conscious evolution puts forth, is that we have to consciously evolve. Like, it's not going to just, it's not, now, because we have self-reflective consciousness where we can make choice and we're not just running 100% on instinctual consciousness, it's up to us to choose to evolve. And this is then the 13 moon calendar and the daily, what you're calling Mayan astrology codes, are codes of light that are coded into the 13 moon calendar as a way to, for us to consciously do that. Because what following those cycles does is it gives us the choice to evolve out of a purely third dimensional perception and to begin to cultivate higher dimensional, fourth and fifth dimensional perception, once they're kind of, say, downloaded into us, it just opens up a lot of magic.
You know, that's really interesting, because I was going to talk to you about different dimensionalities and a little bit later, because I was going to bring that up also. So third dimension, you know, I've talked about this analogy before on the show, where when we were evolving from humans, from apes into humans, we didn't really say consciously, oh, it's time to stand up now. You know, just our natural selection said, oh, well, this seems like a practical application, so why don't we stand up and start walking on two legs as compared to four legs? And what I know that Jacob's talking about is actually bringing our conscious awareness into, I am choosing to think like this, behave like this, bring these fourth and fifth dimensional thoughts in my head to evolve my consciousness, and in doing so, what's happening is, Jacob, Rhythmic Dragon, correct me if I'm wrong, that we are evolving not only ourselves, creating telepathic communication, more synchronicities in our lives, but we're also evolving our species.
That's right. Yeah, we're making the choice to to do that ourselves. That's absolutely right.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think that is the coolest thing. Because, wow, how can we evolve into something greater than we are? And how can we practice every day by being better tomorrow than we were today, and how we're better today than we were yesterday?
Yeah, that's right. And like with the 13-moon calendar, once you know your particular signature, you call it galactic signature, or your, say, a Mayan astrology code based on your date of birth, then that gives you kind of your password into fourth dimensional time. And similar to a sort of astrological reading, each signature has certain codes and certain archetypes associated with it. The only difference is that they are presented in a very, very brief form, very coded form, just with very few words. And because it's that few words, its purpose is to activate your imagination, because another point of view from the law of time is that the imagination and the fourth dimension are synonymous, and what these signatures mean to you is what allows you to enter into it. So it becomes a vast self-empowerment for everybody, rather than someone saying, well, you're this sign, so you have to do this. It's no, you take on that signature through your own imagination and inspiration, and then yet let that be a guide for you to realize whatever it is you want to realize.
Well, how do you find out your galactic signature?
You can look up on our website, lawoftime.org, and there's a button that says Find Your Galactic Signature, or you can just go to lawoftime.org/decode, and you just enter your birth date, and it'll give you your galactic signature right there.
Yeah, and also, I'm on the home page, the one in English. I happen to be right now, and I just want to make it super, super easy for people to find the galactic signature. If you look on the left side, you'll see actually the snapshot of the Star Traveler's 13-moon almanac, and right underneath it says click here for your galactic signature. So I welcome, and this is why I wanted to get everyone to get their pen and paper, because that's one of the juicy nuggets that we want to share with you today. So once you get your galactic signature, and I'm going to start talking galactically with McDragon as compared to talking in terms of Mayan astrology, because that's really not what this is, but it's a platform by which people will understand it. It's just that's more third dimensional thinking as compared to fourth and fifth dimensional thinking. So Jacob, I'm going to keep calling you Jacob or Rhythmic Dragon. I might like switch it on that one.
Anytime.
I love to call you Rhythmic Dragon, because really it speaks of your essence and the special beings that you are. The same way when people find their galactic signature, they can really see what their galactic essence is as well. So you get your galactic essence, that comes from this new galactic beam. What do you do with it? And how can that help you evolve into the next stage in human evolution?
Well, there's lots of ways it can do that, but the basic thing is being that it's your password into fourth dimensional time, it's like, okay, you've got your password, now you've entered somewhere, and then where do you go from there? And that's the purpose of the 13-moon calendar that we create. It's just like your birthday had a galactic signature, every day has a galactic signature, and it's all mathematically cyclic and harmoniously consistent. So it's a very easy system to learn, actually, although it might look a little weird when you first look at it, just because it has all these new symbols and whatnot. But
it's really hot to look at. They're very everyone is so exciting and so unique and so special, especially if you're graphically oriented like me. They're so cool.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite things to do when I first learned about it, was to try to draw them from memory, and they're all so unique. But although they're new, you'll find it's really easy to learn. And by having a calendar that you just follow every day, then you're entering into a kind of a parallel time track where, say, the current paradigm or say the mainstream or whatever is running, say, admittedly kind of an old program, and And what we're creating is the parallel time track so that we can create a better world, you know. And in order to do that, we have to come up with new solutions. And to come up with new solutions, we have to think new thoughts. And so this is why we're presenting and promoting this calendar, and that everyone gets their galactic signature so that you can begin thinking new thoughts that on a fundamental basis come from a place of harmonious interconnectivity rather than some kind of just arbitrary thing that's being told to you.
Well, what I find so fascinating about this is, and I'd love to share this with our listeners, because it's perfect irony. Something happened between Rhythmic Dragon, Jacob, and I yesterday, and with HealthyLife.net as we were preparing for the show. And we all got on, and we're all dressed up, and we're ready to go. And mind you, I'm going to say something very confusing, and I'm doing it on purpose. We were supposed to do the show on the second Wednesday of the month, and the day after that was the third Thursday. I hope you can follow this now. The second Wednesday, and the day after was the third Thursday. And speaking for myself, that sounds so weird and so, like, it mixes up my head. So having said all that, what we did is, so we're all ready to go, all three of us, Rhythmic Dragon, me, I'm ready, our wonderful producer, Jay Cruz, who also is the host of the news program on HealthyLife.net, we're all dressed up and we're ready to go, and the whole electronics world shuts down, where we couldn't disseminate the information to you. And I think that's so priceless, Jacob, that here we're talking about a mathematical system that every day of the week falls on the day of the week in a perfect 28-day alignment according to the lunar cycles. And we were trying to follow Gregorian calendar, 30 days has September, April, June, and November, and the three of us couldn't do it because we were supposed to talk about 13 moons when 13 moons wanted us to talk about it.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. It's a perfect case study. If you see from the perspective of the law of time, a calendar is a programming device for the society that uses it. And the Gregorian calendar, the 12-month calendar that we're all familiar with January, February, is so crooked and crazy, but everyone just accepts it as the norm. And so you get these kind of weird phenomenon, like just what happened yesterday. It's the second Wednesday, and that's when you do the recording, but the third Thursday is when you do the broadcast, but it just so happens the third Thursday was the day after the second Wednesday because of the month.
It's like, you know, no wonder why. This is so fascinating to me. No wonder why our minds are so messed up. You know, when you're told, what did you say? It was like a calendar, a programming device. And when you think about it, everybody, how can it not be? Because the calendar is how we, unless we're not connected with anything on the planet, if we don't have to go to work, or we don't want to watch our television show on whatever day, or we don't have to go to the doctor on a certain day, or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. It's still a program, you know, whatever you do in your life, it's still a programming device that really has no logic to it. And certainly it's not, because we even have to have a makeup day every 4 years. How weird is that?
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, there's some people who, you know, maybe are fortunate enough to be disconnected enough from say, the grid that, you know, I run into people and they're like, I don't even know what day of the week it is because they're just so disconnected from that and so on their, you know, off grid, as it were. But the fact of the matter is the sphere of consciousness on the earth is still kind of running on that program, and even if you're just in the woods somewhere, our consciousness is all connected. And so this is why we're again offering the calendars, because it becomes an instant unification device, and we're all unifying on something that's harmonious and consistent. So it activates, and the thing about it, it's such a fundamental thing, but it, by following it, you will see that things become activated within you that you didn't know you had within you.
like what, for example?
Like, for instance, if you get a phone call from somebody and you're just thinking about them or something like that, like what that, or if you're having a day and you're just flowing through all the green lights, right? and you're just,
right. Don't you really love that?
Enjoying that groove, like that sensation of just being on is you tuning into natural time, actually. That feeling and that type of rhythm is the universal norm. Everything else in the universe, except for the human mind at this particular point, is totally in perfect synchronization. Everything's exactly where it needs to be, when it needs to be there. It's not second-guessing itself and doubting and trying to make any sort of deadlines or anything like that. It's all perfectly synchronized, and so when you're really tuned into that, you get synchronized too, and everything just flows, and your destiny, lo and behold, just starts unfolding before you because you don't have this whole blockage going on.
You know, I really feel like stuff like that's starting to happen to me for sure. I've been tracking the Star Traveler Moon Almanac, and when we come back from break, we're really going to chew into what the Star Almanac does, what these energies look like, and how they can not only help you with synchronicity and also telepathically. This is Rainbow Serpent. We'll be right back with Rhythmic Dragon on HealthyLife.net.
Get an instant website and possible profit. Let SharingTransformations.com show you how. For $39 a year, you'll get more than a standard personalized website. Your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and blog will be embedded. It's quite easy, too. Fill out one page and voila, instant website. Plus, visitors will get a chance to buy fun, life-transforming products with a link affiliate program. It's that easy. Visit SharingTransformations.com and try it out for free. SharingTransformations.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Buddha has captured the hearts of spiritual seekers worldwide. And now, for all things Buddha, visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Buddha Grove. Statues, jewelry, gifts, and more are available at Buddha Grove.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? Like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rainbow Serpent, a.k.a. Jamie Lynn, speaking with Rhythmic Dragon from thelawoftime.org. I just want you to know that the lineage of lawoftime.org, pretty much start, if I may, started, at least my experience with it, started over 30 years ago when I met the wonderful Jose Aguiles, who has been tracking the mathematical formulas that all creation is aligned with, the moon, the planet, the stars, magnetic energies, plasmas, circle the earth, and these are the tools that we can use to evolve our consciousness and live more synchronicity, synchronistic directly and more telepathically. Rhythmic Dragon, we've been talking about the 13 Moon Calendar. I happen to have the almanac right in front of me. Really, what is it, and how can people start using it in order to see these synchronicities in their life?
Like in its fundamental level, the 13 Moon Calendar is a matrix for universal unification. And it allows that because it's all harmoniously consistent, and the mathematical structure of it can accommodate any sort of system, you know, from whether it's the Elder Futhark runes or the Arcanum of the Tarot or anything like that. When you place it into the harmonic matrix of time, you see how all of those things are actually part of one whole grand, say, matrix of synchronicity and interconnectivity. So that's the calendar at its base level. And when we use it, it becomes a synchronometer, meaning that it becomes a measure of synchronicity. So how does it measure synchronicity? Well, as I was saying before, that since the universal norm is this synchronicity, we need some way of interacting with it, or some way of kind of opening the valve to let that in. And synchronicity is a function of time. You know, you're in the right time at the right place, and your consciousness has the right attitude. So the calendar provides you basically with that unification matrix that brings all of it together in your present moment, so that then you can make a choice of where you're going to go based on, you know, what the codes are for the day or what the patterns are that are revealing themselves to you.
Now, what I think is pretty cool is what you were saying before, is that you can pretty much overlay all the other universal systems, because it's all rooted in mathematics, which is the universal language. You can even overlay the I Ching with it. So one of the things that I was finding so fascinating is that you can almost use there's so many different ways to use the almanac, but you can also use it as a guidance device, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. In your morning meditation, you can meditate on the codes of the day and see what's happening in your own inner world, and then, you know, go from there, you know, interpret things from your own, from within. And it always provides interesting insights, and also grants the relieving insight to the fact that nothing's personal. Everything that's happening is all divinely orchestrated, and we're all lucky enough or blessed enough to be a part of this. And whatever is happening, whether it's hard or even good for you, it's not personal. It's just this is what's in the order, the whole big grand vision of everything, I guess.
One of the things that I was noticing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jacob, and listeners, what I've been doing is working with the almanac in order, because I know personally that I'd love to live my life more synchronistically, and I think from my personal experience over the past 6 months, for sure circumstances have been shifting. I can also speak that I'm starting to look at life a lot differently, or the way my day should evolve, or days should evolve. I live very much in the present, but in the past, what I would tend to do is go, oh, well, I planned my day according to, first I have to do this, and then I have to do that, and boom, boom, and again, it's all scheduled. But what I've noticed is, since I've been tracking the energies of the almanac, just my head and my process has opened up in such a way where if a circumstance unfolds, like somebody might call me and I happen to be right around the corner, instead of saying, oh, I can't come over right now because I have to do this according to what I thought that I needed to do, I would say, huh, the world is bigger than me. I'm getting this synchronistic guidance from beyond, whatever that means, and I just trust it. And ultimately, my day, all the things that I thought that I needed to do still get done in the time that needs to be done, yet at the same time, these magic moments happen in between. And is that what you're talking about when you're talking about opening up to the synchronic order?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know, yeah, what I think is really cool, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I love this, everybody, because here, I've got the, like, the guru on the phone with me, and I shouldn't be doing all the talking, but I get so excited because I'm getting confirmation of how you or I can learn how to start reading the codes on your own and have your own interpretation be correct. And it's really nice for you, our listeners, to watch or to listen to Jacob confirm that my interpretations of how easy this is to pay attention to on your own. And one of the things that I've noticed is, since I mentioned at the top of the hour, we're talking about it's a yellow magnetic warrior today, and we're starting this whole cycle of time for the next 13 days being magnetic warrior energy. I'm a magnetic serpent, so therefore for the next 13 days, according to what I read, Jacob, please correct me if I'm wrong, I am going to attract fearlessness, according to that little meditation that I read at the top. Is this how this works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. And then you can also, as you learn the calendar more, you find that there's other layers and interrelationships between the different signatures. Since, like, for instance, today we're starting the warrior wave spell, 13 days coded by the warrior energy. The hidden power, as it turns out, is of the warrior is the red serpent, which is your signature. So it's like you have this whole, it may be hidden, unexpected fearlessness that's coming your way.
Oh my gosh, does that mean I can take out my Xena outfit and really, like, it's like really attract and really pursue. So if in your life you have a project that you really want to work on and you need added whatever that energy is, for example, in the same meditation it says, I feel the output of intelligence. So not only am I attracting fearlessness, as I go out in the world, people are recognizing the intelligence of what I'm talking about and that it will make sense to them. So you can use this as a device, not only of synchronicity, but in order for you to have the motivation, if you will, for whatever project that might be coming your way that you might need that extra special energy for. Could that be it?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And another use of it is that you realize when you're following that calendar, you realize that everyone else that's tracking the same cycle with you is meditating on the same codes or reflecting on the same signatures each day. And even though they're obviously getting their own interpretations from within, the fact that we're all engaging the same cycle of symbols is unifying our minds just right there. It's turning the lights on for our planetary consciousness.
So what you said, so whether or not you're following the almanac, and again, you can get it on lawoftime.org. You do not have to have the paper version, even though for me it's very, very handy. You had said, I love this language, you're living in the matrix of universal consciousness. And with that in mind, it's like whether you're engaged or not, it's still happening because it's part of the natural order. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I'd say that's absolutely true. And no matter, because some people it might not be easy for some people, understandably, to just, you know, follow the white rabbit, you know, right now and just kind of leave all their responsibilities behind. But that's not what it's about. It's about, doing that where you can, and at the same time, just following and unifying on one thing that creates the whole interconnected fabric for us to then launch from as a unified consciousness.
Wow, sounds so exciting. Rhythmic Dragon, when we come back from break, can we talk about telepathic portals?
Okay.
You up for that?
Sure, sounds great.
Sounds great. We'll be right back.
G
JamieLynn.com is a unique transformational site jam-packed with a plethora of opportunities for you to explore feng shui, chakras, color alchemy, and much more. With lots of free things to do and watch, you'll be able to transform, express, and activate your heart and soul. Buy her Wear Your Intention Fashion or create a nurturing sanctuary with Jamie Lynn's Feng Shui Mastery Certification. You can even become an affiliate and make commissions. All for you online at JamieLynn.com. JamieLynn.com. Visit now.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
How do you get all the comforts of home on a holiday and cut your budget in half? At HomeExchange.com, the marketplace for home exchange worldwide. It's easy. You stay in their home while they stay in yours. You can save lots of money without paying the hotel charges. Just pick your destination throughout the United States, the Caribbean, Europe, South Pacific, or even Asia. HomeExchange.com has listings almost everywhere. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click through on Home for Exchange. And plan your next vacation. Save money and get all the comforts of home.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Marie Osmond. Choices. Some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator, baked or fried? What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at GoRedForWomen.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. This is HealthyLife.net. I am Rainbow Serpent, Jamie Lynn. We are speaking with the Director of Communications, Rhythmic Dragon, Jacob Wyatt, with lawoftime.org. And we were going to introduce another concept from the Law of Time, telepathic portals. But before we do, I would love to talk about, what would you call Jose, the founder of Law of Time? Rhythmic Dragon, how could you define, I mean, he's so hard to define. How can we do that?
He's undefinable, but on paper and absolutely, he is the founder of the Foundation for the Law of Time. He is the visionary that created it, and he's a planetary artist and time traveler, if you want to put any sort of definition.
You know what? Time traveler, I don't know, when people say that, like, for example, if I didn't know better, mm-hmm. I would glaze over. Because
right.
I personally can't relate to that because I've got, you know, even though I'm an artist and an intuitive, I believe that I'm a starseed as well. I mean, I probably wouldn't be have magnetic serpent energy if in fact I didn't have that belief system. But the point is, I don't want people to glaze over. This guy was a mathematical genius, as far as I'm concerned.
He was a mathematical genius. He was an artistic genius. He was a spiritual genius, and just the most pure-hearted person I've ever had the, you know, honor of knowing. He was definitely his presence is dearly missed. Although now, if you believe in the afterlife and the higher dimensions, I know he's everywhere anyway. So it's all good.
Well, it is all good, and it's so interesting to me because I'm just on a personal note. I of all the books that I picked up 35 years ago in college,
Jose Aguilas' book is the only one that I still have from way back then, and it has always attracted me. I always loved it, and here, 35 years later, he still keeps, you know, calling to me by people who show up in my life, and how close I have gotten to my mentor, who's also a serpent in as her galactic signature, and I know the lineage holder now, Jose, who's also known as Valam Botan through a lot of the sacred mythology, the Mayan sacred mythology, passed the torch on to Stephanie South, who is known as the Red Queen, who's also a serpent. So the energy that gets transmitted to all of us is really powerful, and I really feel communication from him from the other side very strongly. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I feel so strongly connected to him because of my relationship with him over the past 30 years, and I really feel that for people who get connected to this universal matrix, at least for me personally, that he really taps into you, and he doesn't really, you know, it's not for him to be guru-tized or any of that, because I know, just from knowing Stephanie, the Red Queen, the lineage holder right now, the authentic nature and the love that radiates from her, as well as everybody that I've met through the lawoftime.org, it's more a love connection than any, than, you know, master and student, and that's the beauty of part of the process by getting drawn to that. Don't you feel that way, that everybody just radiates such beautiful love?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you enter into literally a new time, it's like you're starting the whole second creation of heaven on earth, and any sort of blockages or, you know, personality whatevers just totally get transcended, because you realize how interconnected you are on a much deeper level.
It's like almost ego falls away.
Yeah, that's a big function of it too, is because if you say, okay, we got 7 billion people on the earth right now, 7 billion plus, it's like, okay, you got 7 billion egos, right? But if you have 260 galactic signatures, which I haven't mentioned yet, but that's the total number of galactic signatures there are, well, now we're whittled down to 260, you know, galactic signatures, and then from there, there's certain groupings where each person will kind of live each other, and it boils down even further. So we're just getting down and down and down to where we can just really be that absolute egolessness, the higher dimensional, transcendent, boundless, and fully capable entities.
So it seems like here we go from 7 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the number you used?
7 billion people on Earth, yeah, plus.
7 billion to oneness.
Yes.
You know, I love the fact that when you first look at when you first go to lawoftime.org, you really might get overwhelmed by it. But when I feel, if you get bitten at all by this bug, what I recommend to people is just take a chunk it down and go to whatever place that you're kind of drawn to, because ultimately it gets simpler and simpler, by which oneness becomes the major draw, and you really do shed your ego. At least this is what I found, where it comes down to, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And happy prevails, and it's all a question of shedding the ego. And this is a wonderful method that is, like Jacob defined, is all mathematically proven, because math always aligns and everything ultimately adds up to like this spiraling radial energy of pi, like the galaxy ever expanding or the sunflower. Jacob, I've been doing all the talking here. When we get back, let's talk about telepathic portals. I'd like to talk about where Law of Time is going into the future. And I'm just so excited. I'll share more time with you, dear Rhythmic Dragon. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
an instant website and possible profit. Let SharingTransformations.com show you how. For $39 a year, you'll get more than a standard personalized website. Your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and blog will be embedded. It's quite easy, too. Fill out one page and voila, instant website. Plus, visitors will get a chance to buy fun, life-transforming products with a link affiliate program. It's that easy. Visit SharingTransformations.com and try it out for free. SharingTransformations.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Find the right dentist in your area at the right price. The search for affordable dental care for you and your loved ones can be difficult and stressful, but not anymore. It doesn't have to be with 1-800-DENTIST.com, a site where you can see reviews, services, payment options, and more. With thousands of pre-screened dentists across the U.S., 1-800-DENTIST.com is really your free local dentist directory. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click the 1-800-DENTIST.com banner.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
I'm Nancy O'Dell, and this is AWRT, Empowering America. Born Annie Mae Bullock in Nutbush, Tennessee, this talented soul singer began a life on the road at 18 as a backup vocalist. In less than 2 years, she became the star of the show, touring with Ike and the Kings of Rhythm. Through the 1960s and into the 70s, Annie Mae, now known as Tina, was the headline performer, attracting loyal fans and crowds as her group continued to tour and release chart-topping singles. The 70s brought the end to her tumultuous relationship with Ike and set her on a solo path, which led to her conversion to the spiritual practice of Buddhism. She also made notable film appearances and did a series of albums and successful concert tours. Today, the irrepressible Tina Turner lives in Europe and is preparing the release of her next album. I'm Nancy O'Dell, and this is AWRT, Empowering America.
AWRT, Empowering America, is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
HealthyLife.net. We are talking to Rhythmic Dragon, dear Jacob Wyatt from LawTime.org. And I've been doing all the talking because I've been so excited and I love this system of evolving consciousness. Since this is our last segment here, Rhythmic Dragon, I know that there's telepathic portals in the brain that you can activate every day that really work. Please, in 4 minutes, give us the scoop. Give us the skinny.
Okay, and I will just say that I just totally love your excitement, Jamie, so there's no apology needed for something like that. So the whole
I want to share it with everybody because it's so awesome.
Well, that's exactly the attitude we need because really there's a whole new energies and whole new realities that we can explore now. And one of the ultimate practices of the 13 moon calendar is known as the Whole of Mind Perceiver. And if you look at, say, for instance, your present moment, okay, what are you experiencing? You have your five senses coming in, and this is kind of where your reality is coming from, and you also have your mind happening there, and your intuition is pumping along. So this is like your way of navigating this particular reality, right? So the 13 moon calendar also opens up something that's in all of our brains but, say, is dormant, and it's called the Holomind Perceiver, and what it is, it's the sixth sense made conscious. And every day of the week on the 13 moon calendar, one of the practices is that you're opening one of seven portals on your brain that open into different galactic energies or different types of energies that facilitate new types of consciousness, such as profound samadhi, informative samadhi, waking conscious mediumship. Things like this are new types of consciousness that are available to us now, and this is another big point of the calendar, is that all of us, when we're practicing it, this together, it opens up, say, the portals more so that we can all experience it and work with it together more.
And you know what, that all set, you know, and everybody, I just want to say, when you listen to the law of time or galactic language, it sounds almost like a foreign language, like we almost don't know what we're talking about, because it's like this intangible medium. But when you really understand the dynamics behind it, it's very real. Holomind, holographic mind, the dimensionality that exists within our consciousness. With those seven portals that Jacob was talking about, Rhythmic Dragon was talking about, they all relate to plasmatic energy. What is plasmatic energy? Just like any other form of energy, it's energy that exists in the universe, that exists in every single cell and fiber of our body. So these tangibles, such as holographic perception, and the fact that it relates to energetic plasmas, which is real science, it's what that creates rainbows in the heavens, and that we are we through this holomind practice, we can tap into the sixth sense in our holographic mind to really manifest our desires. How did I do, dear sir?
I think that's absolutely right, and the whole and another simple way of understanding the holomind perceiver is that right now our trip has been characterized by the dualism of, you know, up, down, left, right, yes, no, on, off type of consciousness. But the holomind perceiver, bit by bit, helps you to cultivate radial consciousness. So it's like going from flat land into full 360-degree technicolor reality. So that's some of the goodies.
Which is kind of like the way a solar system works, the way a sunflower works. This is ever-expanding universe, and that's exactly what we're trying to do to our minds. And that's what's going to allow us to evolve into a superior, conscious human being.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, the human species is at its point where now it's time for us to evolve. Certainly there are other intelligences like ours that have evolved beyond the point that we're at now. And if we grow up and, say, graduate into planetary unified consciousness, then we can actually even start interacting and having experiencing galactic culture and becoming part of the whole cosmic civilization that's kind of out there waiting for us to kind of get the picture.
Well, all I can say is personally, since working with the Holomind Perceiver and the 13-moon calendar, I have definitely improved just my happiness in the moment-to-moment and being super present and allowing my free will to, of course, be activated, but do it in a way that seems in accordance with, well, I love your language before, that universal matrix. Rhythmic Dragon, how do people get started?
And how
can they not freak out when they go to lawoftime.org?
Yes, yeah. Like we said, the Law of Time is such a vast knowledge base, and we're working on and envisioning a whole new website to make things easier to approach. But just like you said, Jamie, if you go there and you just follow, just let that be your opportunity to follow the white rabbit, because you just click around and follow what your interest is, and you're going to learn a lot no matter where you go. But the easiest way to start, and what you should do very first, is just get yourself a free calendar. And you can do that by going to lawoftime.org/ free calendar. And you just go
How simple is that, everybody? Free calendar.
Offtime.org/free calendar. And you can get the calendar there, and that's your key for the door to fourth dimensional time, and then you get your galactic signature, and that's your password to the door to walk
through. Oh, that's what a beautiful metaphor. What a great way to say that. Say that again, Jacob.
The calendar is actually the door. You found the door, and then you get your galactic signature, and that's your password to open the door.
And then you can activate the whole of mind perceiver, which then not only is the door open, but then it kind of like explodes your brain. Way it makes it like connect to everybody else through the plasmic energy.
That's right. And there's so many different layers and levels to it that we're also envisioning in the as near future as the divine plan so wills, as the cosmic order so wills. That we could manifest a galactic training and research center where people could come and get educated on a whole new knowledge base, because the perception that this offers is so fundamentally paradigm changing. We want to get it to as many people as we can, and the sooner the better.
Well, let's set the intent on this wonderful magnetic warrior wave spell that comes into with the magnetic tone of purpose, that the energy gets of that intention has double power in order to manifest that as a reality as soon as possible, because the knowledge is definitely so valuable. It's been so valuable for thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, and for sure on a personal note, I am so grateful that the law of time exists, because I've certainly seen my personal evolution expand because of that. Everyone, next month I welcome you to give me feedback on what you've learned from the lawoftime.org. Visit the archives, listen to what Jacob has shared before, because he is probably one of the most knowledgeable people alive on Law of Time. His galactic signature is Rhythmic Dragon. And with my love and blessings, and I know I can speak for Rhythmic Dragon also, love and light to you, and may the universal matrix support all your desires. This is Rainbow Serpent, Jamie Lynn, with HealthyLife.net.